You and I are seated at a square table in the middle of a dim-lit restaurant. The lighting is warm, the tables are few, and the dining space is no larger than the medium-sized coffee shop we always pass as we enter and leave our neighborhood. You remember the name of it. I never do. But I cannot stress how besides the point that is. What is more important is that as you sit in the chair to the right of me, body slightly leaned into the table, with one hand resting lovingly on top of mine and the other propping up your chin, I've broken eye contact with you and tilted my head a tiny bit, looking past your shoulder and seeing if the person approaching us is our waiter. They probably aren't, and I know that. But I've caught you in my periphery, trailing your eyes with desire from my chin to my neck, down to my chest, and back up again. The dress I'm wearing does a fantastic job of hugging and accentuating that area. You were blown away by all the other details when you first saw me in it, but this detail in particular has you hooked at this very moment. And I know that. I'm giving you a bit more time to stare up and down again as I continue to feign curiosity of who the individual is beyond your shoulder. You could ask me what I'm looking at. You could turn around and join me in whatever is now holding my attention. But obviously, your attention is elsewhere. And it almost feels like you realize I'm putting on a show for you. While you're staring, I wonder where your mind is traveling to. Maybe all the fun we had last night. Which round are you thinking about? The one where I finally let you come after edging you? What was it? 3 times, I believe, that I brought you close before letting you feel all that you needed to feel. Or maybe you're thinking of the one after that, where I had you breathe deeply and slowly with me as you came, making your orgasm that much more intense. Or are you thinking about the fun we had this morning? We only had time to go one round, but goddamn, was it beautiful. This morning wasn't even about coming, it was just about playing, exploring, reaffirming the spots we already knew felt good to one another, letting those spots feel good, and then seeing if we could discover more. If that be the case, since neither of us did come this morning, I imagine you're thinking of all the moments since we left the house that you wish you could have had me. Maybe taken me back to the car. Or snuck me back into the changing room of the boutique where we got this dress, this jewelry, and these shoes. There were so many other instances, weren't there? Probably didn't help when, earlier in the evening, as we stood in the back of the packed elevator, I was forced to press up against you. My back to your chest, my ass to your hips, to give the people in front of us a bit more space. You wrapped one arm around my waist, planted a soft kiss on my neck, trying to be discreet, and whispered directly into my ear, "Really, love? Teasing me right now?" The only discreet response I could give was to push back against you just a little more. Car sounds fun, doesn't it? This question wasn't asked aloud. You know, all you have to do is say please. That one was, and as it ended, my eyes found their way back to yours. I watched as your face went from subtle confusion to full realization. You tittered and your lips curled into a gentle, playful smile. I think we're both a little too mentally preoccupied to focus on dinner. Don't you? I asked. You let out a tiny exhale as your eyes moved with slight frustration down to my lips, and back up to my gaze. The car sounds fun, doesn't it? I finally say. Please, you reply. To myself, I think. There it is. God, I love hearing you beg. Let's make you do it again. So I lean in closer, softening my eyes a little. I know you like the way this fabric hugs my chest. You could bury your face in it and hold me tightly against you while you guide my hips on your lap in the back seat. It's night outside and our windows are tinted, no one would see. You could even pull the fabric down. Maybe squeeze and suck on my nipples while you reach your hand around and play with me from the back. I wonder if they have to-go cups here. We could ask for some ice. Add that into the mix. Wouldn't that be fun? Me straddling you while you tease my nipples with ice? Watching me squirm and shudder as you trace tiny circles. Introducing your warm tongue to offer some relief. Don't you think that would be so much fucking fun, baby? Please, you quietly beg again, this time with only a little more desperation. Pleading not just with your words, but with your eyes. I say nothing else. I just smile as I stare back at you. I love when you get like this. When you get desperate, when it becomes more and more difficult to hide just how needy you are for me.
Hi, I'm so sorry to interrupt. I'm your waiter, Joanna. Did you guys need another minute before ordering?
Joanna says as she finally approaches.
Hi, actually, we just realized we mixed up the timing of our plans this evening, so we've got to go, I say in a more audible tone, definitely different from the one I was just using with you. But we will be back another time, we promise, you add, snapping back into the reality that we're in public. It's cute when you forget that. Joanna remarked how she completely understood and how they'd be happy to have us back soon, that they'll save the table for us, as she cheerfully put it. She took our menus and was about to turn away when I asked, would we by any chance be able to get some ice water to go? We'll also purchase a to-go order of some food off the menu if it's necessary. It wasn't but 10 minutes later that we got up from the table and pushed in our seats. Ice water in a plastic cup in your hand and an order of pot stickers to go in mine. You grabbed my free hand and started walking, eagerly leading us out of one door and into another.